Then Hazrat says, meditating of the harms of evil glances. What's the evil of it? Why shouldn't I do it? Like how you mentioned before. Why should I do this amal? What are the fada'il? What are the rewards? If I don't do it, what am I going to lose out? Keep on pondering over the harms of evil glances. It is such a devastating illness that many people who are afflicted by it died in a state of disbelief, of kufr. Hazrat gives incident of a muazzin for 40 years gave azan. For 40 years he gave azan. And that time, they should give azan from above the minaret. They should climb the minaret. 40 years he gave azan. And finally he fell ill. They rushed him to hospital. And he went to Sakarat, last moments of his life. Then he just woke up. And then he says, bring the Quran, bring the Quran. So they got very happy. He brought the Quran Sharif. He put his hand on the Quran. These are fairy tales, my dear brothers. He put his hand on the Quran Sharif. And he says, I want you to be witness. I disbelieve in this book. I disbelieve in this book. And I die as a Christian. 40 years azan he gave, calling the name of Allah. Who got guarantee? 40 years saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. So I disbelieve whatever is in this book. But Mahmud Sahib rahimahullah would say, when we hear these warnings of stories, over here was the last person going into Jannat, or the first person going into the fire of Jahannam. What do we think? Somebody else, somebody before Qiyamah, not me. He says, no, I think it's me. Yalla, you save me. It shouldn't be me that I be that person. But I never think it's myself. I think it's somebody else. Because I think now I'm already going to Jannat. And when they investigated what happened, they went to the local alim and started investigating. Whole life gave azan, 40 years. Calling out the name of Allah 5 times a day. And yet he leaves the world disbelieving in Quran Sharif. But then it became apparent that when he would climb the minaret to give the azan, then in the neighboring yard, there were young girls that used to sit there, used to peep at them. Evil glances. He used to peep at them during his azan also and in between, and he used to take that haram enjoyment. That was the asahmul masmoom, the poisonous arrow of shaitan. The poisonous arrow of shaitan pierced deep into his heart. And when he came finally for the pure kalima to come out, the poison was too deep. So how can I have confidence that I'm going to die with iman? So evil glances is one of those things Hazrat says that it will lead to disbelief and kufr also. Just the eyes only. And now it's become nothing serious. We're working with female staff and females around us, so we don't feel anything really because the iman has gone so weak. We're chatting them up, we're looking at them direct in the face. Direct in the face, you're talking to them. Sometimes we call them sweet names that you don't call the wife also. But the poison is going into the heart. And then when it comes to the time of maut, the final moment of life, when the iman or kufr, and now how I will fare, just because of this one evil thing. If you just get this one thing right, my dear brothers, just the glances only. Then as Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, oh, the limbs will be safe. The limbs will be safe. Taqwa will come into a person's heart. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah.